From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Sarah Bohannon with your headlines for Monday, July 20th.
Just ahead, we're learning more about the men accused of taking two Forest Service workers hostage in Siskiyou County last week.
Also, fire crews have been battling two growing wildfires this weekend in the North State. We'll have the latest on the Brook and Biscar fires.
And the Cyclospora outbreak is renewing questions about produce safety. Those stories are coming up.
First, an update on that hostage case in Siskiyou County. One of the men accused of taking two Forest Service workers hostage in Shasta Trinity National Forest last week previously faced a hate crime charge in Washington State. The San Francisco Chronicle reports Joseph Charles Henriksen was found incompetent to stand trial in that 2022 case. It involved landlords of Russian and Ukrainian descent and was dismissed amid treatment delays. Henriksen and his son Phoenix are accused of kidnapping two Forest Service employees at gunpoint while they were doing routine work in the forest. They held them for about 15 hours near Gumboot Lake before surrendering. The Forest Service says the incident drew a massive law enforcement response and involved direct communication with FBI Director Kash Patel and the White House. Officials say the motive remains unclear. Federal prosecutors have charged both men with kidnapping federal employees. It was not immediately clear whether either had a lawyer.
Firefighters are gaining ground on the Brook Fire northeast of Redding. The fire near Bella Vista prompted evacuation orders over the weekend and has burned over 500 acres. It was 20% contained as of the latest update early this morning. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports on the firefight and the season ahead.
Night flying aircraft worked with ground crews and bulldozers to strengthen fire lines, working in steep terrain with limited road access. CAL FIRE said yesterday that seven firefighters on a helicopter crew suffered minor burns and were treated and released. The fire started Saturday near Elk Trail and Highline Trail. The Shasta County Sheriff's Office urges people returning home to be careful, as fire crews and heavy equipment were expected to be working in the area for a while. The Brook Fire comes as federal forecasters warn the risk of large wildfires will remain higher than usual in Northern California's mountains through September. CAL FIRE says the cause of the fire is under investigation. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Meanwhile, the Biscar Fire northeast of Susanville has burned nearly 30,000 acres and was 5% contained as of yesterday. Evacuation orders covered five zones in Lassen County, with others under warnings. Officials reported winds pushing flames and carrying embers that sparked new fires ahead of the main blaze. The fire started Friday and is part of a busy stretch of the North State fire season. The cause remains under investigation.
The current Cyclospora outbreak has resurfaced questions about food safety. But as KAZU's Amy Mayer reports, similar incidents have helped boost protections.
After a 2006 E. coli outbreak from spinach, California growers decided to ramp up their food safety protocols. Now, a state program requires documentation of crops as they're moved. Richard Smith recently retired as a UC Cooperative Extension vegetable advisor. He says bins of lettuce get labeled in the field, then a processor washes, shreds, and bags the lettuce before packages are labeled again.
That's a kind of a routine thing that the companies do, is be able to do what they call trace back to field.
But in a statement, the International Fresh Produce Association, an industry group, said lettuce from multiple fields can be mixed at that stage. So, quote, there's no way to separate out which grower's product is in any given bag, unquote. Federal officials have identified iceberg lettuce from Mexico as a source of the current Cyclospora outbreak. I'm Amy Mayer on the Central Coast.
In other things to know today, Shasta County's elections chief has agreed not to defend a voter-approved overhaul of local election results in court. Action News Now reports Registrar Clint Curtis signed a court agreement saying he will take no position on Measure B's legality. The county will also take no position. The measure would require voter ID, restrict mail voting, and mandate hand counts. California has sued to block the measure before the November midterms.
Also, a new federal law could eventually cut off student loans for some college programs with low-earning graduates. Colleges will have to show their graduates earn more than the median wage for workers with only a high school diploma. That's about $36,000 a year or $18 an hour. Federal data show about 90% of California graduates already meet that standard, but roughly 300 programs don't. Schools have until 2028 to improve their results before students could lose access to federal loans.
Lastly, Chinook salmon fishing is back on the Sacramento River after reopening last week. It's the first time in 3 years after the fishery was closed to help salmon population recover. State wildlife officials say more Chinook returned from the ocean this year than in recent seasons. The fishing season runs through December 16th.
And those are your headlines for Monday, July 20th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Sarah Bohannon.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.